Canola in Rotation, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
Dr. James Radke is Senior Vice President of Product Development for Cebus. This high-tech agricultural company has developed what they call a non-transgenic SU canola. He tells me that non-transgenic is a natural way of altering the DNA in plant species and is absolutely not a GMO. SU canola was developed using the Rapid Trait Development System, Cebus's proprietary technology for non-transgenic breeding, which enables site-specific edits of native genes with no introduction of foreign DNA. All of that said, and really having nothing to do with non-transgenic, Dr. Radke believes that canola, in general, is a very good crop for rotation.
The nice thing about canola is that the root system is a fairly deep taproot system. And what that does is it tends to break up the soil a little bit so that there have been a number of studies out that have shown that if you grow canola before your wheat crop, for example, the subsequent wheat crop will actually be better. So it fits nicely into the rotation and actually, favorably it works with other crops that follow it.
You're saying that because of the taproot system, the soil becomes less compacted?
Yeah, it sort of breaks up the soil a little bit and brings some nutrients up and allows the wheat actually to penetrate into that soil a little bit more effectively.
Great information for you wheat farmers. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.